Taoiseach, under the current national planning framework, your government has committed to achieving a 50-50 split in population growth between the eastern and midland region of Ireland and the other two regions, the northern and western and the southern region. However, based on the latest population stats from the CSO, 55% of population growth has been in the eastern and midland region of Ireland, with population growth being overly concentrated in the Greater Dublin area and consequently much lower in the northern and western region. Now, these population trends are leading to even greater regional imbalances in Ireland. Taoiseach, so many of my leaders' questions over the last 4 years have focused on the growing regional imbalances. During the lifetime of this and previous governments, I've quoted pretty shocking GDP disparities, household income disparities, healthcare disparities, but this morning I want to concentrate on two other issues that are further contributing to widening those regional gaps. Those are housing completions and the gap in infrastructural spend. And I believe that all of these failures in so many different sectors that I have mentioned before and the ones I'm mentioning today are contributing to the fact that you are failing to meet your commitments to a 50-50 split in population growth between the regions. Now, in regard to spending on major infrastructure projects, the EU Commission's Regional Competitiveness Index ranks the northern and western region's infrastructure as 218th out of the 243 regions. We're in the bottom 10% of all EU regions, Taoiseach. And why is this the case? Well, a few months ago, Dr. Ray Griffin, speaking here in committee, said that he had done some significant work on capital trackers, that is, tracking major capital spend. Now, as you know, it's very difficult to do that in real time. But his first generation analysis showed that 64% of capital spending on major projects goes to Dublin. And on his second iteration, he revised that to 56%. But it's still a 2-to-1 ratio, Taoiseach. So that answers the question why. And secondly, in regard to regional housing activity, the picture is awful. In 2024, this year in January, the CSO released the 2023 data on the total level of new dwelling completions in Ireland. 11% of those were in the northern and western region, yet we have 17% of the population, 24% in the southern region, yet they have 33% of the population, 65% in the eastern and midland region with 49% of the population. So under this and previous governments, these regional imbalances are escalating across one sector after another, and I'm asking you, what do you propose to do to change that direction of travel?
Thank you. Well, thanks, Ciarán Corrigan. I want to thank Deputy Harkin for his question. And I do want to acknowledge, because before I had this role, any time I used to take leaders' questions on an interim basis, this is an issue that I know you do raise on a very regular basis, and I accept your sincerity and your bona fides in relation to this too. Look, let me begin by pointing to some of the areas I think we've made progress on, because I do think when we talk about population and where we want people to live, the people have a say in this too. And we have to make it very easy for people to wish to live, study, work in the regions. I mean, that's what we do. We can set our targets nationally and we can use our funding. And I do get that. But ultimately, we have to win hearts and minds. We have to make sure that young people living in Sligo today believe that young people can continue to live in Sligo and raise a family in Sligo and have a job in Sligo and access a university in Sligo. And we want other people from other parts of the country to say, you know what, I want to live in Sligo. So I do think some of the steps that we've taken in recent times and indeed worked on together around the Technological University, the Atlantic Technological University, you've been a big supporter of that. That's made a real difference. You can now do your PhD in Sligo. You now have an interlocutor in terms of a big university for the Northwest that can interlock with the Ulster University McGee Derry campus as well. That is going to be a game changer, and I accept there's work to do, and I know we'll talk more about the Technological University agenda, but it is an example of our commitment to regional development, because we know that not only does that keep younger people in the regions longer, We know it also helps attract investment. And you talk and I talk to any company looking to invest in a part of Ireland. Access to a university in the region is a big one. And you didn't have one in the Northwest, and you now do under this government. And that is worth saying. I know on a community level, only this weekend you'd nearly blush if you looked at what Sligo got in terms of community centres compared to my own constituency. Because in Sligo you had two new community centres announced through government funding only this week. You had one in Ballymote and one in Kilglass as well. Direct investment from government, as Frank Feehan reminds me, in Sligo as well, and that's important too. When it comes to the local improvement scheme, the roads, we saw more investment as well, 1.1 million announced for Sligo County Council in the last week. So they're just some practical examples. But I do take the point that the deputy says, and I don't disagree with her, that we need to do more when it comes to balanced regional development, because balanced regional development is actually good for all of the country. It's good for Dublin to actually have balanced regional development as well. And we have had an over-concentration of growth in certain parts of the country. When we look at jobs, there are encouraging signs, because we've seen 90,000 jobs created over the last year, about 1,700 per week. Around 10,000 of those jobs were added in the border region, including Sligo too. Now, how do we take this forward? I think we take it forward through the new national planning framework and the first revision of it. And I will work with colleagues in this house across the aisle in relation to that. We will publish a draft of that this summer. There will be an opportunity for you and others to make a submission as to how you believe it can take practical measures to help get to that 50-50 that we do wish that we do wish to see as well. So the population's grown much more quickly than anticipated. It's now clear that we will have to target very significant growth in the regions. And I would suggest, finally, that 55-45 figure probably has been somewhat distorted by the very significant and unexpected population growth that we have seen since the National Planning Framework was last published.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Harkin.
Look, thank you, Taoiseach. You talked about people wanting to work, study and live in the regions. And you talked about winning hearts and minds. Taoiseach, what you need to do is you need to build the houses. Stop talking about hearts and minds. Stop talking about a community centre here and there, though it is so welcome and great to see. I'm talking about the big ticket items, and you know that. I'm talking about systemic investment in the regions. I'm talking about investment in the big projects, in the roads, in health infrastructure. And what I hear time and time again is different government ministers or different Taoiseach telling me about the bits and pieces that come to the region. And of course they do. They go to all regions. But that's not what I'm talking about. And you know that. You know that I'm talking about the major investments. I told you that the European Commission itself, not me, ranks the northern and western region in the bottom 10% of all EU regions for major infrastructure. You can't get away with telling me you're giving a bit of money here and a bit of money there. Taoiseach, you need to systematically look at this and change direction and build the houses that you're not building.
Taoiseach.
I'm a little disappointed with that response, because I do think hearts and minds matter, because we live in a democracy. No, you can wave your hands at me if you wish, but I'm going to speak for a second. And I'm not going to be told to stop talking about certain things, because I'm going to continue to talk about the fact that this government has proudly invested in Sligo. And look, from time to time, it might suit others to suggest to the contrary. We've proudly invested in Sligo. I've been up and down that road to Sligo so many times for so many government announcements, where Minister Humphreys was there at the weekend, proudly. And I'm sure if you were at the events, you weren't describing them as bits and bobs or bits and pieces. These are important initiatives that matter to people in Sligo. And I'll come back to Sligo and I'll talk to the young people and I'll talk to the young people about what they want to have in their community. They want houses. Let's talk about housing. So this is out this morning. Wasn't brought up in the Dáil yet. I wonder why. Because we've now seen commencements for new houses up 63% on this quarter this year compared to the quarter one of last year. Housing is rising in all parts of our country. Government investment in housing is rising in all parts of our country. Decisions that we took in Cabinet yesterday to spend over 300 million more of taxpayers' money will benefit small developers and the local authority in Sligo build more homes as well. The investment in the First Home Scheme will benefit young people in Sligo. The development waiver will benefit young people in Sligo. The Technological University will benefit more people in Sligo. The 10,000 jobs in the border region will benefit more people in Sligo. The community centres that we announced this week will benefit more people in Sligo. Yes, we've more to do on balanced regional development, but you don't need to convince this government of the importance of investing in the regions. Okay.